From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The civil war in Somalia may be coming to an end, or maybe not. Islamist forces have retreated from their headquarters in the capital city, Mogadishu, but they are now believed to be occupying the city of Kismayo and surrounding areas. The prime minister of Somalia's transitional government made a triumphant entrance into Mogadishu today, but he was greeted by stones along with cheers. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports from Baidoa, which has been the seat of the transitional government.
If Somalia were a baseball team, there would be an asterisk by its name. Somalia is a sovereign nation, but has not had a permanent government for the past 15 years. Somalia has been in a civil war for the past 10 days, and one side says it's fighting foreign terrorists, and the other side says it's fighting neighboring Ethiopia. And today, Somalia is in the hands of that nation's transitional government, except for the areas where it isn't. Take it from Abdullahi Yusuf. He's the president, not the prime minister, of the transitional government, and he's been tracking where the hardcore Islamists are headed.
They went to Jubaland. It's an entire region. Kismayo is only the city, but it's a vast regional land, and they are all over that place. Those who went there are the remnants of the so-called Islamic Courts Union. They might be trying to reorganize themselves or make insurgents out there, but we are going to go there and confront them.
President Yusuf spoke today from the government seat here at Baidoa, a dusty, rickety stop on the map that's more than a watering hole, but less than a city. Cows share the road with 4x4s, donkeys, and the occasional goat. And the only flair to be found is when a woman walks by wearing a purple chador with white polka dots. At night, Baidoa sounds as if it's hardly here at all. After 2 years in the shadows here in Baidoa, the government has its best chance yet of really governing Somalia.
We believe God and our population and our friends.
That's Abdurrahim Dinahi. He's been the government's spokesman for as long as they've needed one. He ticked off their new priorities.
The first one is to restore security. The second thing is disarm the militias, Somali militias. The third is to implement and establish district administrations and regional administrations.
A military victory over a divided land? Disarming militias? Restoring security? Doesn't that sound familiar? Somalia's leaders don't like their country being compared to a place like Iraq, and just about every day, including today, they say so. Here's President Yusuf again.
Somalia is not going to go the Iraq way, primarily because Somalia is not Iraq. Those who were opposing us and who were waging the war against us, the so-called Islamic Courts Union, has disintegrated and they are out of the political scenario of the country.
But the Islamic Courts Union has already made its mark on many Somalis. Look at Omar Abdulrahman Omar, a 15-year-old boy from Mogadishu. Slim-shouldered and soft-spoken, he looks like a sun-kissed version of the young Leonardo DiCaprio. Omar was kidnapped by the Islamic courts last week, given an AK-47, and told he was part of a holy war. Today, he waits for his parents to pick him up from Baidoa. After this experience, he said, "I'm no longer a boy. I'm a man. I'm ready to act like a man." Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Baidoa.